You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Today is National Tell a Joke Day.
Waka waka.
Which is just not something we...
I'm not a joke guy. I don't have like a pocket full of jokes.
Same. Do you find though that if you meet somebody like at a party or something like that and they find out you do a morning radio show, say something like, hey, tell a joke.
Tell me a joke.
That's not what we do.
We've got family coming out from Iowa this week. They're going to be here on Wednesday, and Nicole's uncle is a joke guy. I mean, it's just an encyclopedia, one after another. I'm like, how do you do it, man?
Yeah, I can't remember jokes.
And they're really bad, dirty, you know, inappropriate.
Yeah, I've got my two dirty go-to jokes, and other than that,
it's impressive when you have a catalog.
my go-to guy walks into a doctor's office and says, "Doctor, you got to help me." You know that one, right? So,
you know that one. Josh is sitting here, stone face.
I'll tell Josh off the air. He hasn't heard it yet. Speaking of jokes, good morning, Josh.
Good. Oh, thanks. Hey, Dom, how's it going?
It's going well. So I understand, Josh, you had an incident where you hacked.
You know, can I call it hacked, Jer? I kind of talked a little bit about this, but yeah. So last week was not my favorite day of the week. So I wake up this morning, all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and I come to find out that my phone is going crazy, giving me alarms saying that. My phone has been hacked or my passwords have been
compromised
out by everything,
or
compromised,
something.
All this stuff. And so I'm kind of coming to the office like, oh my gosh, this is not good. I'm not happy about this at all. And so I had to fix my phone and try to figure out what passwords I've used, what passwords I haven't used, all this stuff. So I'm getting, a bunch of alarms going off.
So it was just your phone? Was it Venmo? Was it?
It was everything, because I'm one of those people that uses the same password for virtually
Josh.
Everything. Which I guess is not a good idea.
I don't even know how that's possible, because different things require a new password at different times.
Yes.
So you just use the same one when the time comes.
Or different variations of the same one. So apparently Apple knows, and I guess I'm, dumb.
So did you go through and change?
Dude, every single one.
but did you change them to each being unique then at this point?
Yes, now they're unique, because I don't want to go through this whole thing again where if one password gets out, they know everything about my life.
So instead of everything being hockey 1 2 3, no,
I love hockey.
Three,
I love
two,
hockey.
One.
Yeah.
Hockey 7 8 9.
It is all different. It's all different numbers now, Dom. Come on, give me a break. No, it is. It's all unique passwords now, because I was in trouble. Which I don't even know how that happened. It didn't like tell me which one was hacked first or anything like that. But it gave me like a bunch of different notifications saying, well, you need to change all your passwords. So I changed it to my
Venmo.
That's
scary, man. That's like a sinking feeling in your stomach,
Yeah. Well, I have my Apple cards on my phone, everything, like money, monetary stuff. So
yeah,
with that, I was like, okay, I don't want someone to hack my bank account, everything like that, because that is a much bigger problem.
Yes, it
and
is.
And I start thinking about myself, because you guys mentioned Venmo, and I'm like, well, I Venmo Josh. I mean, is this going to be
I have too. Did they get into mine?
Thread back to me now? I mean,
Josh picks up coffee for me sometimes in the morning, so...
This is like, this is like a venereal disease kind of thing
going on,
right? Where
it just starts hopping around.
Yeah, Josh is infected, and then Jeremy, and then me. Oh. I did have the closest I've come to this, knock on wood, the closest I've come to this was about 7 8 9 years ago, something like that, where somehow somebody got hold of my Amazon password. And I was like, how the hell would that happen? So I got some sort of warning from Amazon about something, so I immediately went in and changed it, no problem since then. But it was like the closest I've come to, and Josh, that feeling you just described, which a whole bunch of our listeners have lived that, and worse. I mean, we have listeners who have had the whole identity hacked. thing, and that just like
that ruined your life. That's years of trying to get back on track.
Yeah, for a long time.
Or that whole thing where the hackers get in and put their name on your mortgage or whatever and sell your house, and you don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that one just freaked me out a little bit. But they say that all your passwords are out there on the dark web somewhere.
Oh, for sure. It just depends on if they think you're important enough to hack.
It's just waiting to be purchased up or, you know, passed along. And
I had I'll tell you how it's also dangerous sometimes is that I had a friend of mine whose daughter was a high school student with a Twitter account back before the days of TikTok and before Instagram got really big. It was just still Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody got some fellow student. I don't know how, got it, and she never really knew who it was, but then they took over her account and were tweeting out, you know, vile, horrible things.
Right.
And she never could get that fixed because the main thing is like, well, you just go into whatever email account. She, I guess, had something like 12 different email accounts, and she didn't know which one she had used for that, and she'd forgotten the password for that may have been. Bottom line is, she never got that fixed, and the people who had her Twitter account
are posting on her behalf.
Right. And under her name, were just putting out every kind of vile thing you can imagine. And it pretty much wrecked her life for, it's got to be 6 months of her life that was a nightmare.
Sure, because if anyone ever Googles her now for a job search or whatever, she almost needs to put that in a resume. Hey, I was hacked at one point, so.
And bless her heart, I felt so bad for her that she was going through that. I mean, to tears, right? She's going into the school saying, I know it's somebody here at the school. Can you guys do anything? Because Twitter won't do anything about it. They wouldn't just shut it down. Josh got his passwords compromised.
Well,
password singular.
The ding dong was using the same one for multiple accounts. Scott just wrote in on our Facebook. He says, never, 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 never use the same password. I own an IT company. The sheer number of people being hacked right now is nuts. Dang.
Danielle wrote in, goes, my sister had her identity stolen. It took almost a year to get everything cleaned up, and she still doesn't know if it's fixed for good.
Yeah.
She will still occasionally run across something that has to be changed. Listen to this line. She goes, she says the stress aged her about 10 years.
Oh, I would imagine.
Horrible. So. To the phone we go. Here's Chrissy. Good morning, Chrissy. Welcome to the Tom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
So what do you got for us?
So this isn't my story. This is my husband's. So he's currently at work. Sorry. His mom actually stole his identity 3 different times. And in that time period, someone also stole his identity and sold his house in Ohio and bought a new house in Virginia. And the mortgage company won't do a thing about it.
That's what I'm talking about. That's one of the ones that freaks me out, where somebody scoops in and puts their name on your mortgage.
Oh, my God.
And then they sell it, and you don't know until they're you need to move out.
Listen, it's terrific. Let's back up 2 steps.
Yeah,
what's this about his mother stealing his identity multiple times?
Yeah, she had something going on, and she opened multiple bank accounts, opened tens of thousands of dollars in his name, and...
Ooh.
We are still struggling. I mean, he's 32, and he is still struggling to get everything back in order.
My gosh.
His credit is shot.
I would imagine,
man. His mother.
His own mother.
his own mom.
Was he a horrible teenager or something? It's like revenge?
No, actually, he was adopted, and... She actually,
we don't need to get into it.
Let's not go too deep into it. We were just,
goofing. Yeah. So.
Chrissy, horrible. I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks, you guys.
Bye.
Cautionary tales left and right here.